Hello. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 52. I am Jeff.
52. That's just the way I like them.
Going from a little older now?
Yeah. It's the whole mid to late 30s and all the 40s that I don't, you know. But anything below that or above that is fine.
Good to know.
Not anything below that, you know.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I'm a horrible person, but I'm not that horrible.
Right. That's good. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I was mostly dead for a while, so that wasn't fun. I missed 2 weeks of work, so I'm just now another poor white kid, so, because I don't get any pay if I don't work, so. Two weeks worth of paychecks, that sucks.
Yeah, that...
So.
You had to be really effing sick.
Yeah, it was, I won't go into detail, but it was not fun at all. Fevers and other stuff happening, so.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Me too. Yeah, I'm just now, like literally 2 weeks after I was done being sick, I still had some upper respiratory issues. And so it was just, work was terrible. You know, the dust at work just really made it hard to recover. So I'm just now getting to where I can eat what I usually eat and breathe. So yay.
Yay for breathing.
Breathing and eating. Two things I'm best at. And making the sex.
Making it good.
Speaking of making the sex, should we do this now or?
Might as well.
We're gonna try something here. So let's see what happens. Come on, answer. No.
Leave me a message.
Hey buddy. It's been a while, so I thought I'd call you. Just seeing what was going on, I was really hoping you'd answer. We might try back in here in a little bit, so. All right, I ended it. We'll try it back in a second.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be the best thing ever.
I thought for sure, like, oh, if he sees us my name, like, he'll be like, oh my goodness, something big must be going on.
Yeah, if Brandon calls.
I'll answer, so. What have you been up to the past?
Working, masturbating.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes working and masturbating at the same time.
Man, I was so sick, I couldn't even do it. It was just like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Can't even watch porn.
Yeah, I haven't really, I've just been, I don't know if you knew, but I'm full-time now.
Oh, I didn't know you weren't before. No. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's a really weird situation, but so far I'm full-time right now.
There you go.
Even though some people don't want that or like that I am.
Nah.
Imagine that, someone doesn't like me.
Who cares?
Yeah, I sure
Who cares? Don't. I'll tell you what I did a lot of instead of masturbating was I watched a lot of old TV while I was sick, like Chips and All in the Family and Mama's Family and The Jeffersons and stuff like that. And it was just, I was like, wow, TV is so different now.
Yeah, it's weird because there's a lot of stuff back then you can't get away with now, but there's mm-hmm. also a lot of stuff now that you couldn't get away with back
oh,
then.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, that's... I've watched even old stuff like Alfred Hitchcock Hour, Gunsmoke. Watched a lot of Gunsmoke.
There's plenty of Gunsmoke to watch.
Yeah.
Wasn't that on for like 20-something
years? I guess. Bonanza, too. But I decided, I'm trying to get a new motorcycle. Okay. And so if I get a new one, I'm going to name it Miss Kitty. seems appropriate.
Why not? What were you doing, Brandon? Riding Miss Kitty?
Miss Kitty. Dirty whore.
Yeah, awesome.
So we'll see. So, go ahead.
Oh, just speaking of TV, I'm in a situation where I get to watch a lot now on Netflix, and I discovered Parks and Recreation.
Oh, yeah.
And without a doubt, my favorite sitcom of all time.
It's great.
And then recently, I had never watched Archer before.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I started watching it. I'm on like, they just started selling drugs.
Yes, Archer Vice.
Yeah.
I've literally watched every season of Archer with the exception of the current one. But the first six or seven, I can't remember what it's up to. Probably five or six times through all of them. It's one of the, it's up there with The Office, both offices and Trailer Park Boys, Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec I've only done through once. But those are the ones that I can just turn on any day and just get sucked into the black hole. So.
Right. I'm pretty sure, like, the thing about Parks and Recreation that I like so much is I can't pick my favorite character. Like, that's how good every character
is.
Like, I like Ron Swanson, of course.
Yeah.
especially in his non-Ron Swanson times, like when he does a scavenger hunt or whatever. It's funny, he gets all girly.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt's character is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is funny.
And then I'm in love with Chris Pratt's wife on that show.
Oh, Aubrey Plaza? What's her character's name? I can't think of it now.
I don't know, but she's absolutely amazing.
I don't know why I can't think of it. But yeah, she is amazing. So how far into it are you?
On what?
Parks and Rec.
Oh, I finished it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like Rob Lowe's character. I think it's funny.
Literally.
Literally. The best character of all time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I forgot to throw him in there, but yeah, he's definitely.
Yeah.
I don't like the main chick's husband.
Yeah, Ben. Yeah.
I mean, like, I get the character. It's just, he annoys me.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. 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 It was a good show. I'm glad you watched it. It's really, really good. So, yeah, it's. I don't remember what I did to begin The Office again, but I'm on like season 4 now.
Really?
Within the last 2 weeks, I've watched 3.5 seasons of The Office. And I'm to the point where Jim just proposed.
Okay.
And it's like,
I wonder what's going to happen.
It's like, I'm done now. Yeah. Like, I don't want to watch any more of it. I think, have you watched the British version of The Office?
I mean, I've seen episodes, but I haven't watched like all however many seasons. Or
yeah,
whatever.
It's like 2 seasons and that's it. And it ends just on the perfect ending. But I mean, I won't spoil it for you. But it's very similar to the U.S. So I guess vice versa. There's a lot of things that are similar, including the Jim and Pam relationship thing. So I'm going to send him a message, mobile message.
Do that. I was trying to think. I've got...
You've got stuff?
I've got 2 open letters. Just depending on the time, I can do one or both.
Gotcha. Might as well do one right now. Rap meow.
All right. This, again, like the rest of them, is about someone I don't like.
However many episodes later, I think there's a theme, but I'm not sure of it, so...
Well, after you hear it, then you can, you can, you know, decide.
There you go.
You lazy piece of shit. How you are employed is beyond me. You've never seen a cum stain because it would be a waste. You think there is a coin between a dime and nickel called a dickle. Your hand is so fat you can't close it into a fist.
Oh, wow.
When the doctor called your father, he told him he was with litter. You've heard everything except I love you from your father. You have an Adam's apple. If the road was paved with dicks, you would scoot on your ass across it. When you go to airports, you get racially profiled as fat. You look like Mr. Potato Head with a pubic hair on the top of your head. You're a dick repellent starter pack.
Wow.
You've never skipped a meal. You look like you smell mop water. I bet you pay for everything with wet $1 bills.
That's gross.
Don't let all this get you down. You'll make a good interracial single mother one day.
Ooh.
Not being Indian with a dot is unfortunate for you because an arranged marriage was your only hope. You posed nude for art class and they painted clothes on you. You go to rape victims groups and get jealous when they talk about their fathers molesting them. I hope gummy bears pee in your hair. This is Jeff, signing off with a go fuck yourself.
Wow. That is special. The road paved with dicks really put a mental image in my mind that was disturbing. That's funny.
Coincidentally, she's been fired since I've written.
There you go. That's tragic. You know, you just send her a copy of that letter at home. So.
Right.
For the home edition.
Yeah. Actually, I think her number's still up on the board. I should text her the link.
There you go. Yeah. Like, hey, listen to this. Nah, he's not answering. What a dumb head.
What is today, Thursday?
Thursday, yeah. That's why I didn't want to do it on Wednesday. I thought, oh, Thursday, he'd answer. So, oh well.
What a dick.
Yeah, man. That's why we fired him. Maybe he changed his number. Because he got tired of getting gay texts.
That's true.
I gotta change my number.
Tired of these homosexual texts. Oh, I did go to Green Day.
Yeah. How was that? Amazing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, a friend of mine was like, man, I've got an extra ticket to Green Day. I'm trying to find someone to go with me. And I was like, awesome. And I didn't realize that it was that night. That's why I didn't answer right away, because I was like, well, I guess I'll find out if I'm doing anything. And so I should have been there. I should have been at that show, but I was dumb. So
it was, first of all, he only said one thing that might have irritated people. He yelled, fuck Donald Trump, one time, nice. Like near the end of the show.
Yeah, you expect that nowadays.
Right. And I'm not a prisoner in the moment. It was the best show I've ever been to.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean...
Who was there with them?
I think Against Me, but...
Rise Against,
yeah.
Yeah, I like them too. So
I showed up literally 10 minutes before Green Day came on.
Nice.
Which is perfect for me, because yeah. I hate most opening bands.
Yeah.
But I thought, I was like, man, I got good tickets, you know, because I started walking down, realized, yeah. I'm on the floor.
Nice.
Had to stand the whole time, but, yeah, you know.
But
the lead singer, Billy Joe Armstrong,
mm-hmm.
nonstop energy.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
I mean, it was nuts.
Yeah, I was so pissed that I didn't go, because I just heard it was amazing. So.
And even their new stuff, which I haven't heard up until I went to the show, it's Green Day, yeah. So it's good. Yeah. I mean, they don't change what they are.
Mm-hmm. However many years later. A lot.
He told a pretty cool story. I guess his mom's from Sperry.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, mom's from Oklahoma. I guess that's why I'm crazy. And I guess the day before, him and his mom and cousin went to her old house. It was pretty cool.
No joke. Ah, I'm so mad I didn't go to that. Oh, well. My own fault. I just didn't know. I didn't know it was that night. So, because I sure wasn't doing anything else.
I'll tell you what. Work was a bitch the next morning.
I bet. Yeah, I've had those days.
But it was totally worth it.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't hear shit, and, you know, my job is listening for the radio for calls.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But it was totally worth it.
That's funny. Yeah, I think my next, I don't know what that sound is, but I think my next concert's going to be, I think Joe and I are going to go see Hall & Oates and Tears for Fears. So I got to start my porn stash right now. So...
The next one I have tickets for is Chris Stapleton.
Interesting.
I like him.
I was going to say, I never would have pegged you for a Chris Stapleton fan.
He's kind of old school country to me.
Yeah, yeah, he's not the modern stuff that I can't stand. Tuesday I went to a concert at the Canes, country concert, and the second, I think it was the second band that played. I mean, it was two acoustic guitars, a bass, and a guy with like a drum machine. Like DJ looking guy with, I took a picture. I was just like, this is not country music to me.
Right.
You got a DJ up on stage, because he had a laptop too, I think, if I remember. So good times. Well, our special guest is not going to happen. So do you want to read your other open letter or save it for next time?
You know, I want to save it for next time. We're actually doing pretty good on time. If there's anything else you can talk about, fine. If you want to end it now.
It don't matter. I had one story to tell, but it's not a big deal.
Go ahead and tell it.
Well, it was just a friend of mine. Her dog ran away. And this was, oh my goodness, was this Saturday or Sunday? I think it was Sunday night where she was telling me this. Dog ran away, had no clue. And anyway, so I guess it turns up today. Animal rescue adoption people or whatever brought it to these groomers. Well, it just so happened to be the same groomers that the lady has taken that dog there for the past 12 years or whatever. And so they call her and are like, your dog just showed up with an animal rescue lady. And so she goes up there. They call the lady back to say, the owner, we know the owner, they're coming to get her. So the adoption lady comes and shows up first. And she wasn't clear on the dispute, but apparently, like, the lady was trying to change the appearance and everything to, you know, get it to be adopted or whatever, had taken it to the vet, got it fixed, put a chip in it. It was like a $550 bill, and my friend had ended up having to pay that bill, even though it became this big thing. It's like, holy crap, that sucks. Hope that dog lives for another 5 years.
Right.
But yeah, the odds that they would take it to the exact same groomers that she's been taking them to for the past 12 years. Otherwise, she never would have got her dog back. So
I can't believe that she tried to change all that.
Yeah. Well, what are the odds? It's like, that's why I don't leave my dog out of my sight. I mean, I really can't because I don't have a yard, but still. Yeah. So that's, yeah. First of all, to go a week and then be like, oh, that's my dog. That's my dog. So
I wouldn't even call it that adoption lady till after.
Yeah. Well, that was where the groomers messed up. And she was pissed at the groomers. Like, why did you even call them before I was there? You know, so And they had to do all this prove it's your dog, prove it's your dog. It's like, it's easy for me because I got 500 pictures of my dog on my phone.
Right.
I'd be like, nope, that's him. See ya. Oh, well, that sucks. But hey, she got her dog back. So
yeah, that's a good thing out of this.
$500 later. Oh, well, probably worth it.
Definitely.
So that's my feel good moment of the night. Well, until later.
Yeah, I was going to say my feel good is about 10 minutes after you leave the studio.
Real good feel good moments. I got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, you do.
2.5 weeks worth of catching up to do. Cool. That's all I got. Maybe next time, Dumbhead will answer. So
yeah, I cannot wait.
I'll give him a heads up next time. I'll be like, hey, I got to call you later. I need some help with something.
And you know what? That opens up so many possibilities.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm glad. I just finally was like, I want to figure out how to do this. So I bought some wires and sat there on my own thing and called the automated Skype lady 50,000 times till I got it figured out. Oh, well. Her voice was sounding sexy after about 50,000 times.
Right.
So
I'm now, you have something to masturbate to.
Now I got someone to talk to while I number nine. Cool.
All right. Well,
hopefully it won't be a month and a half.
Nah, it won't be.
Then I'm healthy. I'm just going to get busy now.
Yeah.
Because I want to go ride. We go practice Saturday and might race on Sunday. And then here soon, they're running races Friday night and then practice Saturday and then another different kind of race on Sunday. So it's like, there you go. My weekends are going to be busy if I'm not in class.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We'll find some time.
All right, what's all the shit they need to do? Like our Facebook page.
Like the Facebook page. Tell all your friends and family, especially your hot female friends and family. But remember, for me, only between the ages of 18 and 32 and 51 and above. Tell your grandma.
And get a GILF.
Yeah, I do need a sugar mama. So if you want to be a guest or an intern, same thing applies. Please provide picture and also possibly you swallowing hot dog. Just for talent purposes. I mean, you know, so. But that's it.
Yeah, that's all I got. Remember, she can't get pregnant if you put it in her mouth.
Don't be a dummy. Blow it on her tummy. Later.